This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Got a tall task ahead of you again this week, John. 5 undefeated teams in the NFL. You got 6 in your power surge. Let's get after it.
This is the tough part. And so just a quick review of last week. I know I took a lot of hate mail from last week's, but it was 1 through 6, Chiefs, Texans, Bills, Niners, Lions, and Chargers. Obviously, a lot happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
We are still only 3 weeks in, so a lot of it goes to who they've played, what do I think about those teams, and we're starting to get some, let's just say, cross-contamination of wins, losses, and transitive properties. Is I guess the better way to put it. So just outside of my top six. Well, you know what? I'm gonna go top down first, because there's very little debate.
Yeah.
Number one, Kansas City. They have been, not dominant, but they've taken care of business. They've been able to do it with a very distracted Travis Kelce. I say that jokingly, but I think Patrick Mahomes, what they're able to do, Andy Reid, win games that they don't play good in, and that's going to be the key throughout the NFL season, is being able to win some of those games. We've talked about it with the Lions. Number two, this is a team I had at number three last week, the Buffalo Bills. And you could say, okay, well, let's take a look at the opponents, because that's what we got to do. The Cardinals, that's a good win. Dolphins, but that was the game that Tua ended up going down, but they were well ahead at that point, which everybody was wondering why. Tua was trying to strain for every yard. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have been an absolute dumpster fire. But here's the thing. Josh Allen, who, by the way, Greg, you like this, my dark horse for MVP this year. No offensive weapons, or at least not the same ones that they thought they were going to have. No Stephon Diggs. But he has been unbelievably good. In that game against the Cardinals, it was 2 rushing touchdowns, one that caused him an injury on his non-throwing hand. He has modified a little bit of what he does and has been an unbelievable passer. So they're my number two team. Number three, this is where we start to get to some new teams. It's a 3-0 team, and obviously Buffalo and Kansas City are both 3-0. The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
There might not be a team with a better quote-unquote resume at this point than the Minnesota Vikings. They have the best wins over the Niners in week 2. Now, that was at home. And yeah, the Niners had some injuries, but not as many as they have now. And the Houston Texans, holding the Houston Texans to 7 points.
Picking off C.J. Stroud twice in that game.
They are, to me, the surprise team of this NFL season to this point, being 3-0 with Sam Darnold,
right,
as their quarterback. Now, some injury concerns. How does it affect them? It doesn't matter. That's for next week's power surge. Right now, they are the number 3 team, coming in at number 4, up 1 spot from last week because there was a win. The Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions 2-1, and I mean, we know their wins, we losses, and they should be 3-0, but they're not. They didn't win a game that they were supposed to win, that they did play better than Tampa, but Tampa did enough to win, and Tampa is not in my top 5 because they had a tough loss this week. Number 5 for me is the opponent that the Lions play this week, the 3-0 Seattle Seahawks. Now, everybody would say, well, 3-0, why are they not better than the 2-1 Lions? And I go to their schedule. The Broncos, the Patriots, and a Tua-less Dolphins. I don't think that 3-0 in the NFL is a big deal, as well as 0-3. Hello, Cincinnati Bengals. But you still got to look at the opponents and say, they're good. I don't think they're great. Number six. Now, this is where I started going, what does a 3-0 team mean versus 2-1? And we've got 2-1 Philly. We've got 2-1 Houston. 2-1 Saints, Tampa, Green Bay, Commanders, and Jets. So who gets that number six spot? It is the 3-0 fighting Justin Fields. Pittsburgh. Now, they've got a win over the Falcons. The Broncos, you could look at those two and say, are they really good wins? Yes, I think they are. They're decent wins. But it's the win over the Chargers. And yeah, the Chargers are a little banged up. But they've done an unbelievable job defensively of getting Justin Fields in position to make plays. He's made those plays. And I know Mike Tomlin said last night or yesterday at some point, he's not ready to make the decision when Russell Wilson is healthy. I think we all know that even with Russell Wilson healthy, they're not going away from a 3-0 quarterback. Anybody needs a quarterback, trade for Russell Wilson. Coming in just outside my power surge in the six, it is, I just mentioned them. I've got Philly coming in just outside the top six with a win over the Packers overseas. The Falcons loss is a tough one because it's turnovers. And this is where I really hit the brakes is Jalen Hurts and his turnovers. Very non-opportunistic. I don't know if the opposite of opportunistic. Costly.
Yeah.
You know, self-inflicted wounds. And the Saints. And everybody says, well, why the Saints? Why aren't they in this? Because they blew out a couple of teams. Well, they blew out the Panthers, and that was a Bryce Young-led Panthers. The Cowboys, who we all love laughing at the Cowboys and watching their demise. But they finally played a good team in the Eagles, and it was a 15-12 snooze fest. Houston, I was shocked at their loss to Minnesota. You got to be able to go on the road and score them more than one touchdown. I think it's a one-off. I think they're a very good team. They will be back in the power surge at some point. The team that has fallen off the most, San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, two losses.
1-2 at this time, and you want to talk about injuries stacking up. We know at week one, no Christian McCaffrey. Then it was Deebo Samuel. And now the only one that's still out there, Kittle's out for a little bit of time, is Brandon Ayuk, who, I mean, he didn't show up until a week before camp anyway. So, and they had a costly drop by our very own Ronnie Bell at the end of the game. Tampa, that was a tough loss. Losing to the Broncos, that is not a resume builder. Green Bay, I'm still looking at their resume going, okay, you lost to the Eagles with Jordan Love. But then you do win with your backup quarterbacks, but it was the Colts and Titans. And
yep.
I mean, Will Levis will give anybody a win at this point. Commanders and Jets, just not ready to trust them yet. And I love Jaden Daniels. I said it at the time. I think he's the best quarterback of that rookie class. I'm just not ready to trust a rookie at this point. And the Jets, their two wins are against the Will Levis fighting Titans and the New England Patriots. So again, still not ready to trust.
Teams I think that could make their way into the surge in the coming weeks. I think the Jets, I think there's a bunch of wins early on their schedule. Maybe undeniable, especially, I mean, prioritizing some 3-0 records. I think the Jets could be one of those teams that end up with a really nice record in the first half. The Commanders are a team, especially looking at their division right now. Cowboys with two early losses. Eagles haven't looked great. Is there a world where they're the sleeper this year and they resurface in the power surge at some point?
That defense, though.
I know.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Yeah.
In terms of the actual six that you put in there, Tom, any objections?
You know, I would put Pittsburgh ahead of Seattle. I think the Pittsburgh win over the Chargers means something because I think the Chargers are going to be good and they're still going to show up in this thing down the road potentially or be just outside it. I think separating Philly and the Lions right now is an interesting thing to look at because Philly does have that win over Green Bay with Love and it was a neutral site game. It wasn't at home.
Yeah.
And I just think they're going to coexist all year long.
I
it's always
it's
been
well.
My feeling in the NFC that they'll always be riding side by side. But a huge this Lions game's huge this week, guys. I mean, in terms of Seattle gets this win, and with the way that the West is taking shape, I mean, would the NFC ever go through Seattle?
I mean, it could be setting up that way. No, yeah, nobody wants to go to the Northwest.
The whole 12th man thing. And
yeah, that is the loudest place, the loudest outdoor step. That and Arrowhead, I mean, I was screaming into Ray Brown's ear hole, and he had no idea what I was saying.
The other thing, too, is the Vikings, man, that was legit on Sunday. I mean, they just smothered Houston. Houston's a respectable offense, okay? And it's not like, I mean, they couldn't do anything.
John, did you have Houston as high as number two at one point in the power surge?
I think you may have.
Last week.
Last week I had Houston because I thought they were a team that was going to set the world right by beating Minnesota.
The biggest threat to the Chiefs at the time. Now, I think you got it right with the Bills in the two spot. I think the Vikings, you have to give it up to them at number three. And yeah, I circled Lions, the only one-loss team in the power surge, the best one-loss team in football. In John Jansen's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the power surge. We do it every Wednesday. It's 97.1.